The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And today, we have an exciting show for you. If you're one of those people that you might feel a little creaky walking around the house, might have a little pain, do you have any of those things, Melody? Or are you too young?
The wooden floorboards aren't the only thing in my house that creak every once in a while.
I think children do that to you. I don't know. I feel much more creaky than I did when I was younger. But in any case, we have a joint health show today talking about a couple of great products that you'll definitely want to stay tuned and listen in for. These are products I've taken for many years, and they have been tremendously helpful to me, and they have some very unique features, things that I think you're going to want to listen in for. But before we talk about all that, we definitely need to let all of you know how you can connect to us, and Melody is the person to do that.
Well, we've got several ways that you can connect to us. And, you know, our main hub is always going to be our radio show website. And you guys have always gone to crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and you can still continue to do that. But if you just want to do a little shortcut, you can also be redirected over there by typing in cohradio.com.
I love shortcuts.
So, you know, you can get there either way. So, crossroadsofhealthradio.com or cohradio.com.
I'm going for cohradio.com.
I think I am too. Yeah, okay. All right. And then the great thing is that actually ties into the social media outlets that we have available now. We're coming up with new ways to reach out to you. And so facebook.com/COH Radio. And then we've got Instagram at COH Radio. Now, you can always go to our main website, which is emeraldlabs.com, if you just want purely more info on our products. And that's not a site where you can purchase the products, but you can purchase through our web affiliate. And that is supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Now, we partnered with them because they carry every single product that we make. And, you know, we're in health food stores nationwide. So you can always get to us by going to your local health food store. There is a search engine on the emeraldlabs.com website if you want to find your local health food store. But they don't all carry everything that we make. So this is one hub where you can get it all. If you have any questions, you can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. Or you can also leave us a voicemail at 424-703-4150. So we have no lack of ways to connect with you.
That's right. And to one lady, she had emailed questions at crossroadsofhealth.net. She asked about a doctor in her area here in Southern California. So I actually emailed Dr. Stengler, and I'll share all the information with all of you that I shared with her. She wasn't really wanting to go all the way down to Encinitas to see Dr. Stengler, but I told her that that's what I would probably do, because after you see the initial visit physically to go visit him, you can do things over the phone. But he said you can go to ACAM.org. There are a lot of integrative doctors on there. Or you can also go to CalND, that's Nancy David, CalND.org, which I think is California Naturopathic Doctors.org. Now, again, not all doctors are created the same, and not all are at the level Dr. Stengler is, but nevertheless, those are some resources for all of you that you can go to.
And Dr. Stengler actually also gave me naturopathic.org.
There
so
you go.
And we know that we've got listeners nationwide. We're based in Southern California, so we have access to Dr. Stengler. If you don't, these are all resources where you can find a fantastic naturopath in your area.
And we're here to be a resource for all of you, so we want to be helpful to you. And it's not all about selling products at the end of the day. Obviously, we're here because we want to provide great products to all of you so you can have good health. But nevertheless, we just want to be a resource to you. And a lot of times we talk about things that may not pertain to products directly necessarily, but they may. It just depends. So anyway, we every week we have our talking points in the beginning of the show where we talk about things that Melody and I are interested in, things that are happening in the industry. And then we talk about a couple products usually in the show. And at the end, we do our getting to know you. And I think we should share some things about our getting to know you before we get into our talking points. Is that right, Melody?
Each week we have a getting to know you segment, and we've known each other now for close to 10 years. Well, no longer than that, actually.
It feels so much longer than that.
It is. I'm just, you know, it is, but we've worked together for quite a while now, yes. For around a decade. And so, you know, I consider you a friend. You're my boss, but you're
we
my
still
friend
like
too.
Each other. Do we still
we
like
do.
Each
we
other?
Do. We do. Most of the time,
right?
Okay,
yeah, okay, right. No, just
so we're good friends, and we sit down and we always have fun sort of exchanging stories from our childhood or even more recent years, because, you know, when you have a family, I mean, there's always going to be new stories coming up. And so we like to share those stories with you. So every week we will be giving out a code that will allow you to save at least an additional 25% off when you purchase featured products. And we will tell you what that is.
But this week.
In
previously, we offer anywhere from 25%, maybe even up to 40% off the already discounted prices. So through our partner, Subinstall1, this week, we're going to do 35% off of everything. So
that's very cool.
Anyway, so that's a pretty sweet deal. And we're not going to offer that very often, but we're going to do that this week for all of you.
And that is if you go to our web affiliate, supplements.one. So we'll be giving out a code throughout the show where you can save 35% off of anything that we make on that website when you use the code we're going to give you. But you're going to have to wait just a little bit for that, because we have a lot of good information to share with you before then. And then at the very end of the show, you'll understand why we chose this random word for our code. We'll share it. It'll connect to our getting to know you.
One of my favorite words. But there you go. So we want to get into talking points. I guess I'll start today. And so anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about dentistry. I've talked about it before on a number of shows. It's something that is kind of near and dear to my heart, because integrative dentistry is something that is not nearly as easy to access as integrative doctors are. The dentistry industry is still, according to my dentist, who's an integrative guy, he said it's kind of like the dinosaur age in dentistry. So here in Southern California, there are a couple dentists that I work with, one for my teeth, for things like crowns, things like that. Another one for the root canals, orthodontist. But anyway, I wanted to share a little bit, because previously I've talked about having 9 root canals over the past number of years.
Wow.
And and the reason for that is because when I was a kid, I had mercury amalgams in my teeth and I had all those drilled out. But when they used to do mercury amalgams, they would take out a large portion of your teeth, because the mercury is not a good bonding agent. That's why we don't like to do mercury amalgams if we can avoid it. Now the dentistry's come a long way, so I had all my mercury taken out many years ago, but there was a lot of repercussions from that, a lot of which was root canals. There are people out there, guys that sort of tout being integrative dentists, and they say you should not do root canals, you should just pull the tooth. That's not necessarily true. Your teeth are very porous and they have many tubules in them, places where bacteria can grow and fester and create an infection up in your gum lining and your periodontal ligament. And they say when you do a root canal, that bacteria grows and festers and causes infection. The orthodontist that did my root canals, he is the only orthodontist in the whole state of California that uses ozone and uses laser treatment when he's doing root canals. And beyond that, he does microscopic root canals, which means he's using a microscope so he can get all of the root tissue, because in your molars, there are 4 roots. A lot of dentists used to believe there's only 3, which means they were leaving necrotic dying root tissue in your tooth when they said they had gotten it all out before, and then they sealed your tooth with all that dying tissue, which is not good. So anyway, so he is the only guy. But when you use a laser to disinfect the tooth after you have drilled all the roots out and gotten all the roots out, that disinfects the tooth. And then you need to have a dam over the tooth, a rubber dam, so that no saliva gets in there, because there are studies that, like, if you don't use a dam, like, there's a 70% greater possibility of infection in that root canal tooth. So there's a whole bunch of details, things that you have to do. But That's really crucial. And then when you're done, to help deal with the infection up in the periodontal ligament, you use ozone treatment to help kill that infection. So because when the tooth is infected, the tooth has been pushed out of the periodontal ligament, and there's a whole bunch of stuff involved with that. Beyond that, there's another issue where people say after you get the root canal, you need to get a crown, because if you don't, then you get what are known as microfractures. Microfractures, you've got this nice sealed tooth with laser and with ozone, but then you get microfractures where bacteria can get in and recreate and stimulate the infection. Microfractures cannot be seen, so you either know they're there or not. I personally get my teeth x-rayed along with my family once a year to see if there's any infection up in the gum line. And so after I've had these root canals, oftentimes you have to let the tooth infection resolve itself before you get the crown. So I've been waiting about a year to get the crowns put on. But a lot of people say when you get root canals, your teeth become very brittle because there's no blood flow to the teeth. That is not really true. There's very little blood flow to the teeth anyway. The reason that you often get microfractures is because when you do a root canal, you're taking away some of the tooth material, which then weakens the overall structure of the tooth with the bite pressure. So the orthodontist I go to, he says I take away as little teeth material as possible in the root canal so as not to weaken that tooth structure. So long story short, I've had all those root canals done. I have no microfractures. I had something called a polycone beam done, x-raying my teeth, and that showed that all my bone structure was good. There was no infection. So now I will get the crowns put on. But anyway, I hope that, does that all make sense, Mel? I felt like that was a lot of information.
Yeah, it does. Okay. It is a lot of information, but it's actually really good information.
So if you're interested in my orthodontist's name, Melody has that information, and my dentist name here in Southern California, they are not paying me for this information. I'm simply offering it to you because these guys do top-notch work. And your teeth, if you have an ongoing infection that close to your brain and your head, it's really not a good thing. And I'm 53, and I want to make sure I don't have a chronic infection from, you know, up in my periodontal ligament from my teeth. So anyway, so that'll be posted on our Facebook. Is that right, Mel? I'm not
yes.
the social
yeah,
media
we'll,
expert.
Yeah, we'll get it out to you, facebook.com/COH radio.
There you go. So anyway, that's my final story about dentistry, at least for the time being. I hope that was helpful, but we are definitely out of time for this segment one. So please stay tuned with us for segment two, and we will be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And today we are talking about joint health. And we want to just remind everybody, if you are just tuning in, you can connect to us through our website, crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And
oh, cool.
Or
COHradio.com.
Com.
Good. Now, see, that's where we're a good team together. That works really well. So anyway, before the break, I was going over my talking point on dentistry. Teeth are such a huge deal, and your bones are extremely porous. And there are other ways to get ozone. In fact, I've gone to Dr. Stengers, and he does, they actually pull blood out of me. Then they infuse it with ozone, and then they drip it back into me. And at first, I'm like, I go, are you sure that's okay, Dr. Singer? And he basically said something effective. He didn't call me an idiot, but he's like, basically, only an idiot wouldn't want more oxygen in their body. I'm like, okay, whatever. But so you can do it intravenously, but you really, in the teeth, there's such little blood flow. The ozone with the orthodontist through the teeth is really, really a better way or a supplemental way. You know, you could do the blood and do that, but it's so important. The teeth, there's so much tied to the teeth.
Rick and Dr. Stengler, it's so fun watching them interact because they're like buddies. They kind of like tease each other and jab each other a little here and there. That comment is the result of the relationship that you have with Dr. Stengler. He's so professional, and he is really, really just truly
yes,
so nice.
Oh, yes, he's very fun. But man, after you get the ozone, your blood is bright red. But anyway, so he had me go down there like once a week for a while, but it was cool. So
that is so interesting. Anyway, Now my talking point this week is kind of about weight management and healthy weight management. It's an interesting little article that I just thought I'd share with you because joint pain and joint problems, oftentimes if you put on weight, you are going to exacerbate any existing issues, or you may start developing problems when your body's having a hard time carrying around extra weight that can actually create some joint problems. So I thought it kind of connected to what we're talking about today with joint health.
Absolutely.
Now, this was interesting because it says, drop 5 pounds in just 1 second. Can you lose weight in just 1 second? Sounds too good to be true. Heck, it sounds downright impossible. But there's a quick trick that'll literally take you about a second a day. It's painless, it's effortless, and you already have everything you need on hand. It's the easiest weight loss trick of all time. I'm talking about stepping on the scale. Yes, that scale. Ugh, gosh, sometimes I think that scale is evil.
I don't remember the last time I stepped on one.
The one that might be currently stuffed under a bathroom counter. Maybe you've been avoiding weighing yourself because you suspect that number is higher than it should be. No shame in that. You're hardly alone. And while you might not want to be reminded of it, a new study reveals how it might be just what you need to kickstart your weight loss. Just knowing your weight by checking it daily and seeing how your decisions each day affect it can very subtly change your behavior in ways you won't even notice. It might sound like psychobabble, but it's not. This one simple daily 1 second habit triggered significant weight loss in a new study, even when people made no other changes. And the funny thing is so the folks in this experiment, they weren't asked to diet or shift their habits, and they weren't even asked to weigh themselves. They probably didn't even realize they were part of the study because they were taking part in another study on heart health and had digital scales that automatically sent data to a clinic when they did choose to step on it. So some people used it daily, some hopped on it occasionally, and then some almost never did. But between the two extremes, researchers spotted one key difference. The folks who almost never weighed themselves never lost weight, while the folks who stepped on the scale 6 or 7 times a week lost 1.7% of their body weight over the course of a year. And obviously, if you're on a diet, you'll want to lose more than that. But remember, they weren't dieting. They lost up to 5 pounds by doing nothing at all other than checking the scale each day. And if you combine it with other, you know, strategies, and, you know, Dr. Singler's a big believer in the Mediterranean diet. And then, of course, we'll talk about weight management things in the future because we do have some great natural support products that can also help you reach your goals. So it's, you know, the 1.7% is a huge head start. If you're trying to lose 5%, you're nearly halfway there. So there you go. And I just thought that was interesting because there's a lot of people say, oh, don't step on the scale every day. And there are people who need to be careful about not obsessing over that sort of thing. But I think it's more about being aware and being present and just being mindful of what you're doing on a daily basis. And so I thought that was interesting.
It's kind of the old accountability thing. It's sort of just you don't always need a person. You just need something flashing what your weight is to you. But they used to have the PS4, PS3 and all stuff. We had a Wii. So they have their Wii Fit.
We do
so,
too.
So the Wii Fit board. So we still have that. And it always shows you, and my Wii's a little, he's like, whoop, because if my BMI was right, I would be 147 pounds. And my wife is like, you would be emaciated because I go to the gym, I work out. I mean, when we got married, I think I was 155 and I was super, super lean and thin. And so anyway, but that really helps. I step on the board and you're like, gosh darn it, shouldn't have eaten late last night or whatever the heck I did, you know. So anyway, it really does work. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So and just dropping 5-10 pounds, if you have that excess on you, can actually help to alleviate some of your joint pain. So we've got a lot to talk about here because we've got a couple of great products that, you know, they're all science-based. They're formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, who is a naturopathic MD. He's based out of Encinitas. We kind of talked about him earlier. And these products are very effective for helping to support the issues surrounding joint pain and problems. We got a lot of information to share here.
Absolutely. So I think before we finish out segment two here, I want to read something that actually Mark Stengler had written regarding arthritis, just to kind of lay a foundation for all of you. So arthritis is a degenerative joint disease that causes swelling and pain that can range from mild to excruciating. Although more than 200 diseases are classified under the name arthritis, most arthritic conditions fall into one of two categories, osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. Osteoarthritis is by far the more common, afflicting more than 50 million Americans and 80% of people over 50. The pain and inflammation occur when the cartilage that protects the bones from rubbing against each other wears down. Not surprisingly, the disease usually appears in the joints that do most of the body's hard work, the knees, the hips, the spine, and the hands. Although injury or the normal wear and tear of life often bring on cartilage damage, it can be made much worse by food allergies, poor diet, and mineral deposits in the joints. For some people, the effects of mental and emotional stress aggravate arthritis pain. Changes in the weather, usually rain and falling barometric pressure, often cause arthritis flare-ups. Rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, is quite another story. It is caused by an inappropriate immune reaction in which white blood cells attack the cartilage in the joints. It can go on to destroy the bones themselves and even the muscles and the skin. It is often exceedingly painful and can cripple its sufferers. While osteoarthritis affects men and women equally, rheumatoid arthritis appears 3 times more frequently in women. It affects only 2-3% of the population and can occur at any age, even in childhood. The course of the disease is difficult to predict. It may disappear a few months after its appearance, or it may grow progressively worse. Experts disagree over the causes of rheumatoid arthritis, but it seems clear that genes, food allergies, bacterial and viral infection, stress, and excess acid in the body, and the presence of certain antibodies in the blood all play a role. Many of the complementary therapies used for osteoarthritis are also effective in reducing the pain and slowing the spread of rheumatoid arthritis. Underlying factors for both of these conditions may include poor digestive function, intestinal permeability, which is that's kind of a candida or can be related to candida yeast, which is a whole other issue with antibiotics and things like that, which is why probiotics are so important. And then hormone imbalance, nutritional deficiencies, food allergies, and lifestyle factors. So that's just a little foundation. And actually, when we get into our two products today, one product in particular, we're actually going to talk about how even osteoarthritis can be related to some of the, where it's kind of, there can be an autoimmune aspect, and this product really helps to deal with that. But that's a little teaser. So with that, we need to finish off our segment two here, and we'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is PYRO, P-Y-R-O, for an additional 35% off the products mentioned on today's show at www.supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in, we're talking about joint health today, which affects over 50 million people, we just heard, with osteoarthritis. So it's a pretty big deal for people here in the United States and abroad. But we also want to remind you that you can connect to us through crossroadsofhealthradio.com or cohradio.com. And if you go there, you can connect to our partner affiliate, supplements.one, and everything else. So anyway, just check us out there. Also, the code for this week, you can get an additional 35% off any of our products with our partner affiliate, supplements.one. And you just need to type in the code, my favorite word, or one of them at least, PYRO. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, P-Y-R-O, PYRO, that is the code. But we need to get through a lot of material on two products, our joint health and our UC2. So with that, I'm going to give it back to Melody because she has a lot to talk about regarding joint health.
MSM glucosamine and chondroitin combos have been around for a very long time. There's been good clinical research on them showing that they're effective to help with joint pain and basically all of the issues surrounding joint problems. Now, what Dr. Stengler did is he kind of took that basic model of the MSM, the gluco and chondroitin, he sort of upgraded it to a clinical level. This is how I look at this formula, because you are getting the glucosamine in that 1500 milligram serving, but instead of the standard 1200 milligram serving of traditional chondroitin, we have subbed in this fantastic branded ingredient called BioCell Collagen Type 2. Now, this ingredient has naturally occurring hyaluronic acid and naturally occurring chondroitin in it, but a 250 milligram serving, so significantly smaller serving, Dr. Stengler found to be more effective clinically than that standard 1200 milligrams of the traditional chondroitin that you see in most formulas. And then to that, we've added, you know, OptiMSM, which is the distillation processed MSM. There's also a very specialized ingredient in here that is we talk about this a lot because it's in any product where, you know, anything having to do with inflammatory response is an issue, and that's Mareva phytosome. Now, this is a very specialized form of turmeric root standardized on curcuminoids, and it's basically, the terminology is it's embedded in a lipid matrix. That basically means that it's been protected by a lipid or a fat. What happens with standard turmeric is that when you consume it, it largely gets destroyed in the gut. There's a lot of things that don't make it through the digestive process very well because of all those acids in your body, in your stomach, that are there to help break down food and help you digest things. So it doesn't all get where it needs to go. So by combining it with a fat, and in this case, embedding it in a lipid or fat matrix, that protects it and it makes it 29 times more bioavailable or absorbable than standard turmeric.
Bottom line, it's the best turmeric you're going to get out there. A lot of them don't even bind it to any kind of phospholipid, which is absolutely crucial, so you get it into the bloodstream. So the human clinical data on Mareva, there's nothing that even comes close.
It's phenomenal.
So it's amazing.
So we incorporate it into our joint formulas for that reason. It's also in a few other products where inflammatory factors play a key role in that condition-specific product. There's also grapeseed extract, green tea, pomegranate, ginger root. Those also all deal with the body's response to, inflammatory factors. And then we've also got bioperin in there. It's a small amount. It actually helps to maximize the absorption in this product along with the raw whole food blend. So this is, you know, if you're used to MSM glucochondroitin, this kicks it up to a more clinical level.
And let me mention something on the Bioperin. Some people through the years have asked, why don't you put Bioperin in all your products? Because Bioperin, it's a piperine or pepper extract. And what they've shown in the human clinical data on Bioperin in particular is that it helps the uptake of nutrients in the body. So people say, well, why don't you put in everything? Because we all want more of whatever we're paying money for. And I asked Dr. Singer when he initially formulated these products many, many years ago, and he said, you really don't want to do that. And I was like, well, why not? And he said, well, the Bioperin in the joint health, many of these molecules are very large and they can be more difficult for the body to break down and uptake into the bloodstream. So we use the Bioperin in there. All the other products, he goes, if you put Bioperin in all the products, there are patients that are on meds, prescription meds. And he goes, if you all of a sudden, the doctor takes a standard human being and says, oh, you need 10 milligrams of whatever, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, Celebrex or something. Now you've got all this Bioperin. Now you're messing with the uptake of the drugs. He goes, it can get dangerous. And when you look at medicine as a whole, not that we advocate for prescription meds, but the fact of the matter is there are millions of people that take prescription meds. So it's a responsibility issue. But in this formula, it's really indicated. But that's where you as a customer in a health food store on the internet, you need to see why our line has value as opposed to many other formulas, because we have Dr. Stengler looking at it clinically through the lens as a clinician. Because I've seen lots of formulas say, well, we use Bioperin in everything, and it sounds great, but there's reasons beyond that. So anyway, I did want to mention a few studies that we have on glucosamine and different things. One is Canadian researchers examined the association between synthetic hormone replacement and a new diagnosis of arthritis. It was discovered that women who used synthetic hormones for 5 years or longer were twice as likely as non-users to develop osteoarthritis. You know, a lot of women are on synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and you can get natural progesterone and natural estrogens, and that's something you might want to consider. So a separate study examining synthetic estrogen replacement therapy and arthritis found a 96% increased risk among women who use ERT for 4 to 10 years. So ladies, if you are on that, you really should take caution and consider asking your doctor about natural hormones. Many studies have also confirmed the efficacy of glucosamine sulfate for relieving osteoarthritis symptoms. A 3-year double-blind placebo-controlled trial involving 212 people with knee osteoarthritis found that 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine sulfate, same one we use, taken daily, significantly reduced symptoms. In addition, diagnostic images found that people supplementing glucosamine had no significant joint space loss, which is a big deal because as we age, we tend to lose that, while those on placebo had joint deterioration. So anyway, there's some other studies, but we can talk about those another time. But with that, we really want to get into the UC2 because there's so much to talk about with this product. This is a unique product in that the two products we're talking about have completely different modes of action and how they function in the body. Joint health basically helps give your body the raw material it needs to maintain and rebuild your joint tissue as you age. You know, you think about it like a big red brick building, you know, that helps to shore up the mortar and all that stuff. But there are other issues beyond that, which I mentioned when I was reading on the osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis links, and how sometimes your body actually starts attacking its own joint tissue. So with that, I'm going to let Melody sort of kick it off with the UC2 and why this product you really should take, in my opinion. I take both, but if you're going to take one or the other, I would take this one first because it's so valuable.
The thing that really makes UC2 so special is that it actually addresses what you were talking about earlier, is where we're discussing that inappropriate immune reaction in which white blood cells attack the cartilage and joints. And then that can, you know, kind of go on to destroy the bones and even muscles and skin. We're talking right about that inappropriate immune reaction. Standard joint formulas do not address that. They're giving the body those building bricks and, you know, shoring up, like you said, shoring up the mortar, but they're not going to deal with that autoimmune issue. So, right, you know, in the immune system, the T cells are tasked with recognizing and distinguishing between self molecules and foreign ones. And they do it by responding to specific molecular shapes and 3D dimensional structures. So they're supposed to recognize these structures. And if the T cells in the blood are simply exposed without any training, to a previously unrecognized protein structure, such as those found on joint collagen, exposed joint collagen. So the joint tissue has been damaged. That collagen was not previously exposed. It was covered. Now it's exposed, and your T cells are like, what is that? I've never seen it before. They react violently and trigger a massive inflammatory response to destroy the protein. So they're like, I'm going to save you from this, but they're trying to save you from something that belongs in your body.
So the body's basically, it's miscommunicating with itself, which this product is amazing in this, because nothing has ever touched what UC2 does, because you can't fix a miscommunication, but this product actually seems to do that.
It does. So if T cells are given adequate preparation, they can be taught that a specific molecule is a friend rather than a foe. And so that T cell training takes place in the intestinal tract. It's actually specifically the lower end of the small intestine, which is rich in collections of immune tissue called Peyer's patches. And the Peyer's patches act as training centers for T cells, exposing them to all sorts of molecular shapes that are natural components of the food we eat. And in that fashion, we desensitize our immune systems and develop a natural tolerance to new foods without having constant allergic or inflammatory reactions. So by providing native collagen of the right three-dimensional structure, that it's the right shape, to the digestive tract rather than to the bloodstream directly, we can educate our T cells to ignore collagen when they encounter it in joints. Scientists say that this enables people to develop oral tolerance to collagen. It's actually induced oral tolerance to collagen. So, you know, with that, we actually do need to go to break again. So we're going to dig a little more into this and what makes UC2 so unique when we come back.
That's great information, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide. And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health Radio, where common sense and good science intersect. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, and we have a great show for you today. It's on joint health. It's something that affects 50 million Americans. Is that right? 50 million Americans?
50 million, at least.
So this is a huge issue. If it doesn't affect you personally, it probably affects somebody that you know. We are offering 35% on all of the products that we make, and Rick, what's the code that you can use to save at our web affiliate, supplements.one?
Oh, one of my favorite words, pyro. Anyway, you have to wait till the end to learn why.
So we have got a fun getting to know you coming up next. But in the meantime, I wanted to share just a little bit more information about UC2, a very unique joint supplement that uniquely addresses the autoimmune confusion caused when the T cells are not able to distinguish your exposed collagen from something that might be a foreign invader. There's a cool like little summary here, and it's seven things you need to know. So kind of talked about this, but I'm just going to roll down through this just to reiterate it, because it's such an interesting product and it's such an interesting mode of action. And by the way, this product has actually been clinically proven to be twice as effective as standard glucosamine and chondroitin combinations on the VASC, the WOMAC, and the
less queen.
Less queen scores.
Not the more queen, the less
queen. The less queen scores. And I thank you, Rick, for jumping in there. You know, there's some words that you just can't wrap your head around. And it is just one that I read it and read it and read it, and it just never comes out right. So anyway.
I'm just good at parroting what Dr. Stenger says. So
thank you very much. Sure. So number one out of the things you should know about UC2 is, what is the mode of action? So UC2 is undenatured type 2 collagen that appears to exert joint health benefits by a process called induced oral tolerance based on preclinical research. Now, what is oral tolerance? What is induced oral tolerance? It's an immune process the body uses to distinguish between harmless compounds like dietary proteins and intestinal bacteria and potentially harmful foreign invaders. It occurs in the gut associated lymphoid tissue, also known for short as GALT, G-A-L-T. So gut associated lymphoid tissue. So what is the GALT? It is mostly made up of parts of the body's immune system that surrounds the small intestine, which is the Peyer's patches. Peyer's patches take in and screen compounds from the gut. So they're like interviewing them. And depending on the compound, turn the body's immune system response on or off. So they say, you're in or you're out.
There you go.
So what happens after oral intake? When UC2 is taken orally, the undenatured type 2 collagen is likely taken up by the Peyer's patches where it activates immune cells, e.g. TREGs, known to inhibit inflammation. Once activated, these immune cells migrate through the body and eventually target areas of inflammation where they secrete anti-inflammatory molecules like interleukin 4 or IL-4, interleukin 10, IL-10, and transforming growth factor beta, TGF-B, that little weird B for beta. This action helps to reduce joint inflammatory factors and promote cartilage repair. So why undenatured collagen? So undenatured type 2 collagen contains active epitopes that are able to interact with the Peyer's patches and induce oral tolerance. So denatured type 2 collagen, it is unique to other forms of collagens because those other forms of collagens, the way that they're processed, they lose those epitopes. Those are key to it being able to functionally activate, you know, the training in your cells to really tell your T cells, this is a foreign invader and this is your tissue. Now, there's also some great supportive research here, which I'll just sort of summarize for you. But there's preclinical studies that support oral tolerance as the mode of action of UC2, undenatured type 2 collagen, and confirm that this particular form is critical for joint health benefits. There's a study on rheumatoid arthritis that showed that only the undenatured type 2 collagen can protect against joint damage and action attributed to oral tolerance. There's another study that actually showed it provided symptom relief and action attributed again to oral tolerance and helping to modulate inflammatory pathways. There's a cell study that was done where the TREG cells specific for type 2 collagen were secreting anti-inflammatory cytokines that play a key role in the cell's ability to induce oral tolerance. And then there's also another cell study with human chondrocytes, which are cells that make up cartilage, the anti-inflammatory action of IL-10, which protected against damage from TNF-alpha, a pro-inflammatory mediator elevated in osteoarthritis. There's a bunch of stuff here, but essentially clinically validated lab assays confirm active epitopes in UC2. Again, epitopes which are destroyed in the standard processing of regular any other form of collagen resist digestion and retain the undenatured 3D structure needed to interact with the Peyer's patches and induce oral tolerance. So the bottom line is here, UC2, undenatured type 2 collagen, initiates cartilage protective pathways that help prevent the immune system from damaging its own joint cartilage while promoting cartilage repair and regeneration.
And an additional bottom line for all of you is really there's nothing like this product in the marketplace. And the 7 points that Mel mentioned, they were all sort of encapsulated in all those details that you just heard. We didn't sort of break them up officially, but they're all in there. So, and the one thing that really sets this product apart beyond everything Melody just mentioned is we not only put UC2 in this formula. A lot of companies only have UC2. Dr. Stenger felt that we should have other products in there also, such as the Mariva phytosome, which we mentioned earlier, which is the gold standard. in turmeric products, and it is manufactured in Italy. There's nothing like it at 150 milligrams per serving, which is a significant dose for helping to modulate the inflammatory response. Then we have a joint herbal blend with European grapeseed extract, which is really important. We have European pomegranate extract, and we have ginger root powder. And then, of course, you have the bioperin, which I mentioned earlier. These are the two formulas that have it because these collagens can be difficult for the body to uptake. UC2 is not so much that way, but nevertheless, he puts a bioperin just to ensure uptake into the bloodstream.
And then just one last little point on this for people who are tired of swallowing such big capsules. Yes. If you're used to standard MSM glucochondroitin, this is a very tiny serving that is shown to be so clinically effective in such a totally different way. The UC2 that you're going to be taking in this formula, it's 40 milligrams. The two capsules that you get with all of these added benefit nutrients in there, they're so tiny. So for those of you who have a hard time swallowing those big MSM glucochondroitin, this is great. There's also no shellfish in it because there's no glucosamine in it. And there's also no bovine chondroitin in there too. So it is a fantastic formula.
There you go. And with that, we need to get to our getting to know you at the end, the pyro words. So anyway, who should we have go first, Mel?
Anybody who celebrates Christmas knows how difficult it can be to get rid of your Christmas tree and how messy it can be when they
not
get dried out. Well, Rick has a story for you that will relate to the word pyro that's going to save you 35% off on everything that we make if you shop at our affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
You know, there may be guys out there that can relate, but one year my wife's like, how are you going to get rid of the tree? And we lived in a two-story house, and I said, no problem. I'm just going to get my saws all out. I'll just start cutting it up. And I said, we got a fireplace right over there. I just jam all those branches in there and just torch those babies. And so I just torched the whole tree. It took me hours. I have pictures, actually. I would upload them on our Facebook, but I don't remember where they are. And I don't want to encourage your children in the wrong types of things. So, yes, so I burned our whole Christmas tree up in the fireplace. So I have a picture of my oldest daughter, Courtney, now, who's going to college when she was maybe 3. And she's holding her hands out like you do with a fire, you know, with the whole fireplace box lit up in orange from all the branches being burned up. So there you go. My story.
And knowing you, I can imagine how much fun you had doing that. Now,
it was a thrill.
The most fun that I recall having in getting rid of a Christmas tree was I actually went with friends out to the desert. It was not glamorous, but it was somewhere near there. And you're out in the middle of the desert, so there's nothing that you're going to light on fire out there. And they took their old Christmas tree and poosh, lit it up. And it was intense. It burned up so fast. So, I mean, you know why they're like, the fire department's always concerned about how people dispose of their trees.
Yes.
Because it is intense how fast a dry tree can go up. But it was quite a sight to behold. So with that, Pyro will save you. PYRO will save you 35% off on every product that we make if you shop on our affiliate partner, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Skip the www, skip the .com, supplements.one. And Rick, with that.
And if you have any friends that suffer from joint pain, please consider giving them Emerald Joint Health and Emerald UC2. There are really nothing to compare to these formulas out there. And with that, we are out of time. So please join us again next time on Crossroads of Health.